It'll be too short. We call it too short now. And you see a real first-class biscuit, you can what you call sop and syrup, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, it won't tear up. You can sop your syrup and you can sop good thick syrup and it won't tear it up.
Mm-hmm.
Get too much shortening in there or your grease, it'll crumble.
Mm-hmm.
You go to dip it up and your biscuit tears up.
Mm-hmm.
But now that's where you get too much grease. You can get too much grease. Now you can get too much anything, but too much grease is what makes it short and crumble.
If you're going to cook some bread and you don't use soda or baking powder, what might you use?
What kind of bread now would you eat? What kind of bread? Are you talking about cornbread or flour bread?
Flour bread.
I ain't never known them to use anything except it doesn't matter what kind of bread you was going to make. You had to use the same thing. Now you take dumplings.
Mm-hmm.
You make that just like you're making biscuit, only you roll it out thin, don't you see?
Mm-hmm.
You got a rolling pin, you roll it out thin, and then cut your dumplings, don't you see, and drop them in your, whatever you're going to, chicken dumplings, any kind of dumplings you're going to make. But it's all made from, all of that is made from, even your pie crust is made the same thing that a biscuit's made.
If somebody has a pretty good appetite, they like to eat a lot, you might say, he sure likes to put away his.
Put away, the name of it?
Mm-hmm.
What you would call it if he was eating a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's two or three ways there's a number of ways a man walk into the boys and says, I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Or after he's eaten, boys, he says, I'm on the outside of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the outside of some, so much of so and so. I've eaten too much, if he's a big eater. I could eat more of this or that or other. I never have had enough of this or that or the other. There's so many ways, answers to that, to I wouldn't know which answer to give a man on a man I've eaten of. Now, I've heard, sometimes a man say, I don't care what they say, I'm going to cover the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you sit down there and say, well, sir, I believe we got to be, you would say that, we got to show to find a dish of chicken. We got to find a dish of steak. We got to find a dish of fish, or what it might be. The boy said, I can cover the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever hear something called vittles?
Oh, yeah. Anything to eat is called vittles.
Would you ever use that very much now?
Not too much now. No, whatever's on the table, that's what they used to call vittles.
Mm-hmm. What would you call that now? Just anything like that you call?
Well, that's like some other thing. There's a number of some could say one thing and some another.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big dinner. You sure got a fine dinner here. We beat a fine dinner. We had a fine dinner, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of things that's got a lot of different ways you call it.
Mm-hmm.